My friends, men are programmed to be poor because you're not programmed to be a leader. You are programmed to be a follower. That's what the education system does. It's meant to create factory workers. That's why it's, if you look at the classroom setup. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to talk about how men are programmed to be poor. See, the problem is, while there are a lot of great books out there, like, for example, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, fantastic book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, fantastic book. Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill also, fantastic book. There are fantastic pieces of literature out there that talk about this issue. The problem is, books can only go so far. I know that from somewhat personal experience. While I don't have a giant publishing house behind me, I'm a self-published author of my own manuscript. When I talk about the idea of men being programmed to be poor, let's look and pause for a second. What are you told on, whether it's the alphabet news channels, social media, whether it's even people you know in your family? A lot of people don't have a lot of money. If you think of a pyramid, like, look at the pyramids of Egypt, right? The biggest is the bottom rung of the pyramid. And as you go up, it gets very, very small at the tip of the peak. And the poor and rich are states of mind as much as they are mindsets. Okay? They're states of being. The problem is a lot of people think that that's infantile. That's not how it works. But let's really look at why I think men are programmed to be poor. Number one. People don't even understand what being poor means. People think that being poor means being broke. That is incorrect. I've known men who are now incredibly wealthy who were once broke because they lost it all. They bet on themselves, they lost, but then they didn't give up, and then they got back what they had. In fact, now they have more. The fact of the matter is, when we look at a lot of investing advice, when we look at sometimes what our families tell us, whether it be our Uncle Murray, who wants to pretend he knows about the stock market, meanwhile he barely has like $10,000 invested in it, or whether it's your buddy who wants to get into crypto and he has no idea how the crypto market works, he's just trying to short it, and you know what I'm talking, he's trying to play the whales game with small money, trying to throw good money at bad money. Let's look at why men especially a program to be poor. Number one is what we already talked about. Number two, we are trained to chase women. If you look on social media, you'd be forgiven for saying that, oh, you know, all you're supposed to do is fill in the blank. Take a woman out to dinner. Be nice to her. Do what she says. Be a nice guy. And then you'll see success with women. You know how much money men spend on trying to get women, women's attention, women's intimacy? We spend a lot of resources on that. And I'm not projecting here, trust me. I see it all over social media. I see it even amongst my friends. This is nothing new, and there's no inherent shame in it, per se. However, what it does do is it distracts you. And a distraction today could lead to a distraction next week, which could then, over the course of your entire life, add up to years, not months, not weeks, not days, but years of your life that you waste. And that's why a lot of men, especially Christian men, try to get married early on. But the problem that I've discussed multiple times on the show is people, whether it's they're Christians, they're Orthodox Jews, they're Orthodox Muslims, we are seeing a shift that is affecting both the religious and secular world alike, where women are just not marriageable today. Now, will you find an outlier? Maybe. But are you really gonna willing to spend all of your time, your money, your attention, your energy on looking for a unicorn? In fact, in my humble opinion, you'd have a better chance going to the woods of Germany and finding and have better odds of finding a unicorn in the woods than finding a woman that wouldn't divorce you, or and you end up in a sexless marriage or whatever today. Look, you never think it's going to happen to you until it happens to you, and then you're like, oh, dang, oh, shoot, okay, what do I do now? And I want you to avoid that. Again, that's the biggest wealth destroyer of all time, is divorce. biggest wealth destroyer of all time. Because it doesn't only hurt you, hurts your children, hurts your children's children, hurts the entire line of legacy, if there is one at all. Gentlemen, the reason that if you've watched the show at all, or even if you look through the videos on this channel, you'll see that I talk about relationships a lot. The reason I do that is not because of a bone to pick with women, because I'm angry or I'm hurt. No, none of that has anything to do with it. What it has to do with is your relationship is your most important decision you'll make in your life. You are tethering your life to somebody else's life, especially when you have children. So you need to be really careful with what you choose to do. I have seen men I respect, get divorced. Especially men when I was in the military. I knew guys who were in deployment and their wife was cheating on them. Oh yeah! Oh, you think it doesn't happen? Oh, it does. Oh, heck yeah. I've seen a lot of things that a lot of you have only seen on the internet. Okay? So when I say things, I don't say them for effect. I don't say them because I don't know what I'm talking about. I unfortunately know a lot more than frankly I wish I did. But I've seen it. And now I would love for other people to learn from my mistakes and the mistakes of the people that I have been associated with in my life. That is what I want for you. And I don't want you to be poor. I don't want you to be broke. I don't proclaim to be a rich man. What I am is a man who is always trying to learn and always picking up what other people are putting down and working my behind off every single day of the week. And my friends, you ever heard the old saying in Rome? There was an old saying that says, "But fortune favored the bold." And I know that that's been stolen since then by, I think it was Brad Pitt in his, it was either him or Tom Cruise in a commercial for crypto.com. I'm not sponsored by them. I just have eyeballs and I saw that slogan got stolen by them. It was originally a Roman one that talked about that was meant to inspire the legions to go and conquer more land for Rome. My friends, men are programmed to be poor because you're not programmed to be a leader. You are programmed to be a follower. That's what the education system does. It's meant to create factory workers. That's why it's, if you look at the classroom setup, there's the pit boss at the front of the room, or the teacher in this case, and then it's a row, 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 and then that's the assembly line with a little place to walk in the middle. And a place to walk on the sides. You see it now, don't you? You're picturing it in your head now, aren't you? Exactly. That's because it's the truth. You look at the robber barons of the 19th century, the 20th century. You look at them and you look at what they developed in the Industrial Revolution. They needed factory workers. They didn't have AI. They didn't have robots. They had drones, corporate drones, who had nothing else to do but produce the works of great men. And my friends, I don't want you to be another drone, another cog in the proverbial wheel. What I want for you is to think for yourself and decide that maybe I'm going to start my own business. Maybe I'm going to walk away from relationships because relationships don't actually favor me. They are a deficit. In accounting, there are debits and credits. A relationship, if you are a man, is a credit. If you don't believe me, answer this question. What do you gain from the woman that you are dating? What do you gain from them? A companionship, intimacy. Yeah, those are all expenditures on your part. You are spending time. You are spending energy. You are spending money. I know you don't like to see it that way because then the romance gets stripped out of it. I know you don't like to hear what I'm saying because it makes it seem transactional. It makes it seem not exciting. No butterflies are to be found in that. Well, that's too bad. On this side of the internet, on this show, we talk about the realities of situations. Just like good medicine, you're not getting the sugar, you're not getting the artificial sweeteners and the flavors and the colors, and no, we ain't doing none of that. So when we talk about men being poor, I don't put down people who are broke. I feel bad. I put down people who are poor because being poor is more expensive than being rich. You know what I mean by that? I'll tell you what I mean by that. To be poor is a permanent state of mind. To be broke is a temporary situation. You can risk everything and you can make it to the top. Won't happen tomorrow, what happened next week might take you 5 years, 10 years to get there, 20 years even. But guess what? You can't just keep putting out energy like money in the bank. You put enough money in the bank, you'll start to get a return. You put enough money in an index fund or enough money into an APR percentage, a cryptocurrency, you're gonna get money back on that interest, on that deposit. The same thing can be said in life. You'll get back what you put in. You put in nothing and you're a grifter and you take everything, well then you're not gonna get any interest payments. There are those who pay interest and those who earn interest. If all you do is pay interest, then you're gonna get nothing in this life. You'll have a lot of stuff, but not a lot of sanity, not a lot of actual substance upon which to build an empire that then can be inherited by your son or your grandson. You'll have nothing. My friends, you have to be willing to risk everything you currently have to get what you want. And if you don't even know what you want, then we gotta start there. Because that's step zero. Before we even go to step one, we gotta do it at step zero first. Because if you can't even get that part, we're in a rough spot. Also, I'm sorry my camera's kind of freezing up right now. I don't know why it does that every once in a while. But, regardless, I say this because I want to encourage you. I want to motivate you. These are tough economic times for everybody. Everybody's still in the pinch. From the people who live in the penthouse to the people who are living in a cardboard box under the bridge. We're all feeling this right now. And the only way to get around it is for you to get out of the, what Andrew Tate might call the Matrix, and go and live in a world of your own creation as much as you can. Of course you're going to deal with normies. Of course you're going to deal with people who can barely tie their left shoe. We have to move past this looking into the mainstream media for what's happening now. We need to look to what's happening tomorrow, next week, next year. Using evidence, using history, using current events to predict what's going to happen. All these things are vastly important, and I want you to win in this life. The question is, do you want to win? What are you willing to sacrifice to get what you want out of this life? The answer is nothing, or next to nothing, I'm sorry. That's what you're going to get in return. My friends, men are programmed to be poor because the people at the top who own pretty much everything that you read, everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything you interact with, they don't want you to be competition for them. They don't want you to be the one to take their spot. They don't want to compete with anybody. They want you to make them money by consuming their products, by working in their factories, by working in their corporate offices. That's what they want. The question is, are you going to go with the program? Or are you going to reprogram your brain and you're going to decide you're going to go your own way and you're going to risk everything to build something worthwhile that will stand the test of time? Might not happen on your first attempt. Might not happen on your second attempt, but you cannot lose if you do not give up. I think it was Babe Ruth who said it's hard to beat the person who never gives up. My friends, I encourage you, if you're looking for motivation, that's fine. But eventually you have to have the motivation be like a fire within your soul that never runs out, because your ambition is gasoline. Whale blubber, it never runs out of fuel. It burns hot and bright like a star. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Always do your own research. Always think for yourself. These are important, paramount things you must always do, in my opinion. My friends, take care of yourselves. Go out there and claim your birthright, which is everything that you set your mind to. I'm out. Peace.